Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo! How the hell are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic.
Good.
I've just never been better.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. You look nice today.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I had a meeting earlier.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
You put on a dress shirt over that t-shirt.
Yeah. It's the... What? What is so fun? I'm not dressed up.
Not, I just... I was just a funny
You're
thing.
Laughing.
Once I said it...
Yeah.
It made me laugh.
Well, what, am I not going to wear an undershirt?
It looks fine. You just put on a dress shirt over that t-shirt.
It's not really
you didn't
a dress
button
shirt.
It up. It's it is. It's a long sleeve dress shirt.
It's a long sleeve button up shirt, but it's like a casual. You wouldn't wear this with a suit. A dress shirt would be something you could wear with a suit
you
or
could
something
wear
formal.
That
this
with is like a dress pants tucked in with a belt.
You could wear it with khakis.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever, man. I don't look. I'm not making a judgment. I just the way it came out of my mouth made me laugh. That's it.
Yeah. You laughed, so that made me insecure. So should I button it up?
No. I think it looks great.
Should I take the undershirt off?
No, it looks great. It looked great before.
I just tried
to... the way I said, you said, well, I had a meeting. I said, oh, so you threw a dress shirt over that t-shirt. Just made me laugh. That's it.
It's true. I shouldn't be upset. It's true. That's what I did. And I put on a clean pair of sneakers. Those are the two things I did. Because I wear the same crappy old sneakers every day. And I was like, I'll put on a long sleeve shirt and I'll put on better sneakers. And that's me getting dressed up for a meeting. But you know what? Look, if I've seen you do it. If you have a meeting... If they say, hey, someone's coming in.
I put on a sport coat.
You put on something.
T-shirt.
Yeah, you put on like a different type of shirt than you'd normally wear.
Of course. Hey, I'm not saying it. It's fine. Don't be so defensive. Well, just made me chuckle when I said it.
When you never dress nice, like me. Then when I do dress nice, people just go, oh, look at the little fancy boy. Because they're not used to seeing it.
And, I think you look good. That's all I was trying to say.
I apologize. You can't.
I apologize.
Okay. All right.
Let's move forward. You look good.
How's life?
Everything's fine.
Good. How are the kids?
Everybody's great.
How's school?
I think they're doing fine.
Okay, good. So no stresses in your life then?
Not really.
You got nothing to worry about.
No, you got
your house fixed because you had the leak.
I did.
The kids are going to school. They're getting good grades as far as you know because they always get good grades.
Yeah, I can check it. But yeah, they seem to be fine.
Yeah. And then, man, that's so crazy that you can check their grades. I always forget about that. You can just log in and check. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, would I have been able to hide that information from my mom?
No.
Or at least have her forget about it. But I don't think...
In order to go to school, you have to sign up through this app.
Oh, really? It's an app, too?
It's an app. So yeah, but you have to put in the information, like the busing information, your address, and they ask you all kinds of questions. That's where the grades get sent, so I see them. So I don't think you could hide it from them.
I mean, it makes sense. That's good. Like, if the vet has an app, then the school should have an app.
Yeah, of course.
That's perfectly reasonable, but it's just... It's scary sounding to someone like me who spent my entire public school career trying to keep what was happening at school away from my parents so that they wouldn't know, you know? And eventually they would get that card that, because a teacher calls and he hasn't showed you a grade card all year, you need to sign these things because he's doing so badly. They'd see that. It was a big issue. And, you know, I always dreaded it more than I should have, though, because it's not like they hit me over it. It wasn't that sort of thing. It was like, why are you such a lazy piece of crap? you know, you can do better than this.
Yeah, but little did I know you couldn't.
No. I'm like, I need medication. No one's medicating me.
And I'm not smart.
And I'm not smart. Quit saying that. I hate it when you say I have potential.
Right.
Or
I don't.
I'm just as smart. In my elementary school.
Which makes no sense to me.
No. It's like, obviously I'm not.
My dad finally figured it out after a while. I was like, look, try or not try, I do not understand algebra. Now, maybe that's my fault because I didn't pay attention in the sixth grade.
That's your thing.
Maybe, but I don't, this math thing, like once we got past the eighth grade, I don't understand it. And my brain, I don't understand it. I can't help you.
That's really Lazlo's kryptonite.
I don't understand.
Integers, replacing letters or integers.
I don't really understand
letters.
Punctuation.
Yeah.
I just kind of throw a comma in there. Like, I feel like that's what adults do now. Whenever I read, I'm like, there's no reason for a comma. We just throw it in there randomly so it looks like you're using them.
Yeah, that's basically what I do.
Although right, that's what everybody does.
Sometimes I'll read a sentence.
When people are sending me like an important text or something, I'm like, that's just a random piece of punctuation.
Right.
Like, no one cares.
It's like a little salt shaker. You just kind of sprinkle them in.
The only thing I remember from school with the commas is that if where you put the comma, if the first part could be a sentence on its own and the second part could be a sentence on its own, then you can put it out. I'm saying that part I remember.
I don't understand.
So if I see that,
then I go,
first
part of what?
Before you put the comma, if that could be a sentence on its own, if it has everything it needs to be a full sentence, and then everything after the comma has everything it needs to be a sentence, then you can put the comma.
But you use a semicolon, it's like...
No. Just
forget
that.
But you have to put the comma?
That I couldn't tell you. I mean, I don't know. Why doesn't our phone, with all the auto type, spell correct, why doesn't it now do our grammar? Because you've got... Google, I think, does grammar, and I know there's like Grammarly, where you just put in information and it checks your grammar. I do it for stuff for work sometimes, but... Our phones don't do it. I'm surprised that when you text,
sure
it doesn't
it
do it. It will, right? Eventually, but then what do you do? I think some people don't want all that proper punctuation in their sentence.
They don't
have to
correct it.
When it says correct, this is what it should be?
Yeah, I just type whatever it is. Your job to figure out what I said. If I say, what are you doing tonight, Shin? You get it. Whatever.
Right.
I don't need to fix that. Like a backspace, backspace, backspace. IGH. Like, who cares? You got it.
I'm not writing a paper. If it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, like, that word isn't even close to it. It was just
gibberish. Don't care. You'll figure it out.
Then I'll correct it. But, yeah, that's about it. I don't need it
the
to
only
be
way. Yeah, I mean, if the word makes no sense,
at all.
I'll just use a different word.
Because you can't spell it at all? You can't even get... Yeah, when you can't get a word to be close enough for spell check? Yeah, I just... That's when I hit the microphone and say it.
Mm.
And that's my little cheat code for that.
I just switch it.
But also, when I speak... I do a lot of speech to text, like, in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And it does put punctuation in there sometimes. So I'm like, okay, it put a comma in there. It doesn't look right to me. But if anyone asks, I can just say, well, my phone did it because I was using speech to text.
Just put in random commas. That's it.
Yeah, just sprinkle them in there. I'm with snow cone. It's like a salt shaker. Just put them in there. So where were we? Your life
no one else
good.
Knows. So they're like, oh, damn, that person's smart.
Yeah.
Because they don't know that comma's not supposed to be there.
Well, the smart people that you're texting... In your life, they already know you're not smart. So getting the punctuation correct in text from here on out is not going to make them think that you're smart.
But I'm of the impression it doesn't matter how smart you are. Once you're an adult and you've graduated high school and you're out of it for 15 years, you don't know where that comma goes.
No.
If you still have that in your brain, then honestly you've just stopped being curious about other things. You're just kind of an asshole.
You might have a really good memory, though.
Anybody who's still like, oh, the comma goes here after the 12th grade and your ACTs and stuff. If 20 years later, if you're in your mid-30s, no, don't buy it.
I think some
people
have good
memories.
You've
stopped learning other things. You've stopped doing other things. You've stopped trying drugs. You've stopped having fun. You don't listen to music. You're just garbage.
Well,
you're a garbage human.
It's not someone I want to hang out with. But there are smart
people.
When
that was real popular, when it was like, let me correct your grammar. That'll really help you prove my point.
That was a bad era. When everyone was doing that, and you're openly saying it.
Like you're making some sort of point, and they're like, it's R-E.
Right.
Like, well, okay, good. Right. I'm glad.
T-O-O. And you're like, okay, well, I knew that. I just,
I just
misspelled
typing.
It. But now you know what I know is that I don't like you.
Exactly.
At all. And I'm not going to text you again because you talk down to me. So you go hang out with your smart friends and figure out math in your head, okay? I'll be over here with the calculator and spell check.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock.
Yo.
Well,
I didn't offend anybody.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't know if we have enough listeners to offend any of them specifically, but that statement would offend people if heard in mass. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I don't get it, then. I'm not born for this world.
Well, I mean, look, you're allowed to offend people. Sometimes you have to. I think that's okay. any good comedian should at some point probably offend somebody, or at least most of them. But just to say, well, that's not offensive, makes it a little more offensive, because then it shows that you don't even realize,
I don't realize
why what you were saying was, you know, not...
Was that on the radio when I said it?
No, I don't think so. I think, no, I think you just said it on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Church of Lazo if you want to come watch us on Twitch as we do this. You get to see the stuff that's not on the air. Mm. And,
well, I don't care about those people.
Right, I don't think you probably offended any of them. There's not a ton of them, and, you know, they've heard us say worse things, for sure, because most of these people are on here daily, so they've definitely heard worse things. I just said, you just asked, and I said, well, yeah, of course, that's offensive. Someone said it was offensive, I think, and then that's what triggered this. Someone on Twitch actually said it, and then you asked if it was offensive. It was offensive. I don't think, you know, anytime you say, I'm going to bring up someone who's handicapped or differently abled or whatever, and use it in some sort of an analogy, just know you're taking a risk. Just know you're playing with
fire.
Well,
you said your girlfriend was like number three in her class.
I said she got good grades, yeah.
You said and I said she went to school in the Ozarks.
Yeah,
so that's like being king of the...
Yeah, that's totally offensive, and that's in a different manner that's totally offensive. So
wait, to who?
To people who are differently abled.
Oh.
People that got called that when they were being bullied as kids. People who still get called that
from
being
the
bullied
Ozarks?
By other people. No, people who are mentally challenged.
I don't understand.
People who are mentally
challenged.
They're
from challenged. The Ozarks.
But you said it's like being king of. That's making fun of the Ozarks, that might be offensive to them, okay. But then to say what you said, the analogy.
But I'm calling the people of the Ozarks that.
Right, but you're also saying, you're implying that being that is not so great. It's not impressive, that it's not good.
Well, it ain't so great.
Oh, my God. Okay, just hit the button, dude. This should only be online for sure.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Well, I mean, we got to talk about the biggest news in the world, don't we?
Okay.
You don't think we should?
I mean,
I'm not saying this is a news program, but sometimes when there's big news, we do discuss it.
I don't know what it is.
Yes, you do. You know what the biggest news in the world is. I know you do because somebody
texted you as soon as it happened.
He texted the group last night. Like the biggest news in the world. I don't understand.
Minutes after the presidential debate ended, the biggest pop star in the world weighed in. Taylor Swift endorsing the vice president, writing on Instagram, I will be casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the 2024 presidential election. Mm. Swift says she's supporting Harris because she fights for the rights and causes I believe need a warrior to champion them, adding, I believe we can accomplish so much more in this country if we are led by calm and not chaos.
That sentence, that run-on sentence there.
What was it?
Well, whatever she says there, but I believe she'll fight for the causes to be champion. It just doesn't quite... I read it several times. I'm like, man, I know that people look at what you're about
you.
To tweet.
I don't trust
or post.
You
I guess
you
posted on Instagram.
I've heard you read the news before.
No, you're right.
And you're like, that sentence doesn't make any sense. I'm like, clearly
it was just a long sentence is all.
But
and I had to read it a
dropped
few times.
A random comment there? You're done
yes,
that?
Absolutely. Sprinkle some
I'm going to guess
you're
she's
talking
right.
to millions of people here. Sprinkle some commas in
I'm going to guess she's right.
Or get rid of that last word. Anyway, she endorsed Kamala. That's the news, right?
Mm.
So I guess that means that Kamala wins. And also, is his name Walz? Is that how you say it? The other fella?
Yeah, sure. W-A-L-Z.
Just pretend like it's not a Z, though. Just say Walz. It's the same as if I said Walz in my house, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
sure.
I'm always like, you want to say Walz.
How else would you say Walz? Okay.
No, I just always think that there's another letter there. I'm like, no, it's just Walz. But you just say Walz. Walz, same way.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. She endorsed him. I guess that means, what's her face? Kamala. I said that right, right?
You did say
didn't they
that
say
right.
it's like Kamala? Kamala. I guess that means she'll win. Is that what happens?
I don't know.
I saw what happened to the Chiefs. I saw what happened to the NFL after Taylor got involved. I go to Chiefs games and literally see stickers on cars that were all Taylor Swift stuff, and know then that those people were there because Taylor Swift was dating Travis Kelce. So you know,
I'm guessing it doesn't hurt.
Is there a bigger endorsement you could get from someone? I don't know. Because like I don't know how politically active. I assume you said that people complain
that's
about her all the time.
There's no bigger
those
Beyonce.
People, Beyonce.
Well, they were talking about this morning. They said Beyonce has more followers.
Oh, really?
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
There's more total
on what?
More total followers on social media.
All the different social media.
Taylor Swift.
That's
yeah.
Well,
because they were asking that same question. I don't know. We're CNN. What do I know?
Yeah.
I don't follow either of them. I noticed. I went to Taylor Swift's Instagram to be like, all right, let me read this after you texted it, and I noticed you follow her and I don't.
I follow Taylor Swift?
Yeah, well, the first thing
oh, yeah, I guess I do. Yeah, I do.
Slim Fast Radio.
Yeah, I do follow her. I do.
Like,
I started following her when she dated Travis.
This guy.
Well, we talk about it. Sure. It's big news. I followed her. So, yeah. How else would I have known that she endorsed what's her face?
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, but I was thinking, like, maybe a Kardashian. I don't know how many followers they have. Like, who?
They said Beyonce had more. That was what they were talking about.
But Beyonce's letting her use the song in the campaign ad, so I assume she's already endorsed her.
Sure. I guess I've just seen, like, well, who did anybody have the really impact? Think
Taylor Swift was going to come out and be like, I love I'm a Trumper?
No, that's
like,
the thing.
Like, what's it matter?
That's why I say, they already know
nobody
that.
Nobody thought that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They already knew that.
And right. Followers she had to say it, I guess.
Followers were mad that she wasn't
that's
saying
that. That's a weird
that. Thing. So they wanted her to say that. They didn't want her to pick a side. They wanted her to pick that side. Right. Right? That's what this whole war
but
has
nobody
been about.
Thought she'd just be...
Exactly.
Unless, it would have been crazy if she'd have been drinking beers with Travis Kelce.
She's like, this cat this,
I tell you what.
This is hilarious.
This guy has changed my mind on a lot of things.
Yep.
And man, we make a lot of money.
Yeah,
make a lot.
She'd
a lot
be
of
good
money.
During this campaign.
And I'm gonna jump on that Trump train.
Yeah,
woo-hoo. When it comes through your town, it's
you'll
picking
see
up me and Travis. Yeah. I'm telling you right
that's
now.
Right.
What would happen if she came out and endorsed Trump? Like that's
that would be
oh
that would be bigger
God.
News. It would certainly
be
bigger
the
news.
Biggest news in the world.
But Trump was upset. He was on.
I know he's been worried
Fox
about this.
News this morning and said, oh, you know, yeah, that he was never a fan of hers and.
He's been talking trash a little bit, right?
Before, yeah. And that it would cause a problem for her.
Didn't he get involved in the conspiracy that she was going to endorse Biden at the Super Bowl? Didn't he talk about that? I think he said something on True Social about that at the time. I know he's talked about her in the past, and not in a glowing way. But because we already knew that she's not probably going to endorse Trump, my question is there a person out there who could endorse Kamala Harris that have a bigger impact? And I was thinking, like, maybe
I'm
if a country
you,
started
it. It was Beyonce.
I know, but Beyonce's followers are probably mostly not Trump. I mean, some of them will be.
Yeah, well, who would endorse her that would...
That's what I'm saying. It would have to be something crazy. It would have to be like a country music artist or a conservative talking head who said, I don't like Trump. He's dangerous. I'm endorsing so-and-so. That might have an even bigger impact than Taylor Swift
reach,
with more followers.
I feel like those two.
Yeah, she's got the biggest reach. I'm just saying, weren't those most of those people already going to probably...
Of course.
They already knew who she was going to vote
matter.
For. Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess that's, you know, I see why it's big news, but I don't remember in the past there being news about when will this celebrity endorse a candidate.
Yeah.
And then when the celebrity did it, going, oh my God, this celebrity finally endorsed a candidate. Maybe it's happened.
And if you don't endorse, then you're endorsing the other person.
Right, right. That's the other thing. Well, that
you're
clearly means
that.
You're allowing this to go on. You're a racist, as a matter of fact, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what was on that thing yesterday. You're a racist because you haven't endorsed.
What if Brady endorsed Kamala?
See, like
just
that.
Just because of all the MAGA hats and stuff
right.
before. What if he... Are you,
I think that someone like him might have a bigger impact because the people who like him...
Yeah.
And the people who like him might go, you know what? Dude, he might have more people on the fence
right.
who are like, you know what? Maybe Brady's right. I like Brady. Someone like that. That's all I'm saying. That there,
no.
could, there could be someone out there
so,
that,
like, obviously not as much pull, but maybe
yeah.
more effective.
Exactly. Just at getting yeah. more voters to show up and vote for Kamala.
Right.
Because a lot of them might have been voting anyway, or some of them, you know, maybe were saying, I'm going to set this one out.
I don't know what Taylor Swift's fans are. I'm sure they're everybody.
Well,
would they change, though? Would they be like, oh, now I'm going to go vote for her?
I don't
think
know.
So.
They act like they will. The media acts like they will. Like, you know, these people
I think
you
could probably get
them.
People to go vote for
She's
the first time.
Got a ton of people to register last time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But
I'm
do
not
they
saying,
go?
Yeah. I don't. I'm not
Again,
saying.
Again, we always
impact.
Talk about it. You know, we don't have to get too far in the pocket. We're always like, oh. That 1824 is going to show up and kick
right,
ass.
Right.
I mean, that Taylor Swift
endorsed.
Got them all registered, and then they don't. They never show up.
The lady she endorsed right. in Tennessee didn't win. I mean,
that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I'm
so,
sorry. The guy she endorsed didn't win.
I remember that's the one that she was talking about in the documentary, right?
Uh-huh.
Where she wanted to say something political, and her family's like, nah. Which, dude, if I were a celebrity, if I had millions of followers like that, I just don't think I'd be endorsing politicians. I mean, why?
Yeah.
Like, I guess if you're really passionate about it and you've been passionate about it, I mean, I was somewhat passionate about politics when I was younger, but as you get older, and you're like, whatever. And then, if I'm making all this money, I don't want half my audience to go, ah, screw
well, you.
You
got that money. You may feel like you have a moral
it.
Obligation.
That's what you hear people say. Yeah, they've got to do
don't.
Something good with their celebrity.
I don't feel like I have a moral obligation.
I don't think I would either. I think I'd just stay right there in the middle. You never know what
just
he's doing.
Michael Jordan.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Because what wasn't his quote, you know, half of my...
Yeah, Republicans buy tennis shoes.
Yeah, that's what it was. Republicans buy tennis shoes, too. Yeah, so that was his thing, and I just think that would probably be me. But you're saying it would be you, too.
I think so.
Yeah. I just... And I understand the argument of, like, if you are really passionate and you say, this person needs to take a stand, they could have an impact. An impact that could help win a state that needs to be won. Whatever.
Right.
Okay, I get that. I'm just saying personally, I'm not a good, not like a real good person.
In that documentary you talked about, her parents said, hey, don't do this because you're going to alienate half your fans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be the case.
I mean, with all this talk about her,
I don't think either way.
I don't think she'd be double as big as she is.
People are not going to talk about who she endorsed 3 weeks from now.
Okay, let me ask you this.
People are still going to buy those records. The amount of people, like, whenever left and right, oh, we're boycotting Nike. No, you're not.
Right.
You just threw your Air Monarchs in the garbage.
Where they needed to
but
be.
But you bought new shoes later. Like, you didn't really. Oh, Keurig. I'm going to throw it. No, you're not. You did it once. I'm not drinking Bud Light. Great. It lasted for a month.
That one kind of worked.
But
yeah.
It worked for like a month. Now there's people drinking Bud Light. They showed
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock
wearing the Bud Light hat in an interview.
Right.
Yeah, and he's like,
it's not real.
Yeah, I guess it is a Bud Light
exactly.
hat. That was really, really good.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you this. Could Taylor Swift, let's pretend that Brittany Mahomes was going to vote for Trump. Could Taylor Swift take a person like Brittany Mahomes and switch her vote? If she was thinking about voting for Trump,
she could make her say it.
Right, but not. You don't think it would actually change?
No, I think if she went in the booth and she loves Trump, then she's going
to
vote for Trump.
I'm not saying she loves her. Loves him. It would have to be more like.
I think over a dinner table, you could probably sway some people who are close to you, like anybody else. But I think she may be like, all right, I'm not going to argue with Taylor about this.
Yeah, well, I know. And I'm saying, let's say they don't argue about it. She just saw the Instagram post like everyone else. You don't think that could even change someone like her? Okay. I mean, look, they say it's effective. It's hard for me to wrap my head around these people that go, oh, now I know who to vote for. Thank God Taylor endorsed someone. Now I know who to vote for.
No.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't think so. I don't think that's fair.
And the people who are mad at her.
I think the only thing that she could have, but it never comes to fruition anyways, like I said, is getting first-time voters to register.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've heard that.
Look, they never show up.
I was passionate when I was younger. That's because I've heard all these things many, many times. Like Lazo said, every election cycle, you get people say, well, this is the time, and this is the most important, and young people, all those things I've heard at every election. And once you're in your 40s, you've been through a few of them.
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, whatever. I'm certainly not endorsing anybody. I don't know about you guys. You guys endorsing anybody?
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, Kennedy.
But then I literally endorsed
Kennedy 3 weeks ago, and the guy dropped out.
Yeah.
That's what my endorsement does for you.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Getting ready to do the news?
Sure, why not?
I'm sure you're excited about that. Plenty to talk about.
Of course I am.
I'm sure you guys watched the debate last night. That was fun.
Sure.
Today's a very somber day. It's 9/11.
My favorite holiday.
Oh, see, that could be viewed as offensive.
Come on.
Stoko told me to prepare something for 9/11. I was like, well, I don't know.
You
want me to do an impression or something?
Where were you?
What do I do?
We're going to replay.
I just figured you had something.
Look.
It's an important day.
For the first, like, what, maybe 10 years, but the first 5, 6, 7 years, every September 11th, it was a big deal. And then you could tell it was becoming less of a big deal. But then you hit the landmarks 10-year, 20-year. It does feel like this year I've seen so much 9/11 stuff. Like, did 9/11 fall on a weekend or something the last couple of years? Because I don't remember us talking about it nearly as much. It's all over the news. They've got the guy who's the former flight attendant, and he's pushing a drink cart across down the East Coast. Have you seen that? Pushing it along the flight path of these airplanes. Like, I don't remember any of this.
Guys,
firefighters are all in Ireland.
I watch sports.
I'm just talking about in the news.
Right, exactly.
In the morning.
I'm not watching the news. I'm watching sports.
Well, I have to watch the stupid news in the morning.
Yesterday, people were yelling at me on Twitter for political beliefs. I had to respond. Be like, why am I catching strays, man? I'm watching sports.
Talk to me about the Royals.
I'm watching baseball.
Talk to me about football.
They're like, you're not a man. You're a beta male. I'm like, you're watching the debate. I'm watching sports.
Well, I will
admit. I'm the alpha male. I don't care what happens. Yeah. I will survive. What are you doing?
I didn't watch it live. I just had no interest, but I was like, I want to see the highlight reel when it's over. It's like a game you don't really care about, but it's important to how your team might do.
Yeah,
so you're like, I'll watch the recap later. And that's what I did. I watched the recap, and I did read the Wall Street Journal article that said, here's everything you need to know. Okay, I only did that because I work here. So in case you guys ask me questions.
I did hear that he said that Kamala is black and she puts out.
I heard that, too.
So she got my endorsement right there.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Doom scroll.
I'm doom scrolling. Today is the anniversary of 9/11. Let's see, what could it be?
Anniversary?
Yeah, I think they do.
They do?
I think so. What, did I say that wrong? Is that bad?
I don't know. It just seems like, well, an anniversary is a happy thing.
Literally an
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, typically, it's a happy, joyous
So how else
occasion?
Would you say it? This is the day. This is the date.
Somber anniversary.
This is the
a
date.
Somber anniversary?
I don't know what I said earlier.
Put that together?
That's,
all by yourself?
That's what I said earlier. I said I think I said somber anniversary. This
I don't
is
like
the,
him.
This is the date of the year when one of the most terrible attacks on America happened. And I was in my dorm room watching it. Lazo was, where were you? You were doing radio, weren't you? What happened?
No, I don't think so.
The only guy who doesn't remember where he was.
I was sleeping.
Okay. I know that's right.
I remember I woke up and there was like 100 messages.
Yeah. From your parents asking if you're okay?
Yeah, they were in Florida and people were talking about, because I lived in downtown Detroit, not too far. Like literally.
That's what it was.
10 blocks from the Renaissance Center.
The GM building.
And they're
building.
Like, oh, they're going to go blow up the GM building. I'm like, and I remember looking out my window and I'm like, well, we couldn't tell. If they do, like, I don't know if they attack this area where I'm in.
I wouldn't have noticed if you hadn't called.
Right. It would have been noisy, but yeah. I really wouldn't know.
Oh, they knocked that building down
it
finally.
It was not great.
Right.
All these buildings around me are all burned out. So.
Yeah.
I lived in the oldest funeral home in Detroit.
That's a haunted place, right?
Yeah, well,
I mean, obviously
it
has to be.
That's right.
It's a funeral home.
Well, they say it was haunted. I don't know.
Well, but you heard noises and doors slamming.
I felt haunted when I was there, but when I left, I'm like, man, maybe I just heard noises. Well,
that's what everybody does. Yeah. Of course, you explain it away later.
To be fair, I mean, the back of the building was kind of torn down.
Okay.
So, you know, there could be a reason for
animals
noises.
And people.
People, crackheads.
Yeah, but I thought you saw,
crackheads,
like,
aren't ghosts.
Didn't you see a door close on its own? Wasn't that one of the things you saw was the door slam?
We right heard there? It.
You heard the
my
door
dad
slam.
Helped me move my stuff in, because yeah. It was a recording studio. It doesn't matter, but it was a record label and a recording studio. Me and the guy who owned it, we moved in there.
Yeah.
My dad was helping me move, like, this, you know, production board in. And once he dropped it off, he was standing at the front door, and we just heard, bam! And he goes, all right, see you later.
Left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can say you don't believe, but, right. You know, sometimes you get in that moment, and it's hard to remind yourself, I don't believe.
We took
I don't
a shower
believe.
In the room, the giant room where they clean the bodies.
Yep.
Like, we had to move a gurney out of there.
Yeah.
And it was just a giant water spigot on top of the...
Yeah.
I mean, my bathroom was 30 feet by 30 feet.
Okay.
Of just tile.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
well, I'm sure it was just covered in blood at some point.
It was. My buddy grew up in an old funeral home from like the 19th century. It was a house when they used to do, you know, funerals at the house, and the people who owned it, they lived there.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, and so downstairs was where they did the viewings and the prepping and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the parlor.
They had a giant detached garage that was for a horse-drawn hearse.
Mm.
And you can see old pictures. It's in like historic books of the people who owned it with the mm-hmm. hearse and everything standing out there. But his dad, when he went to buy the place... there was one other couple that was interested in the place, and they happened to run into each other at the house at the same time. And the other guy said to my friend's dad, have you seen her? Hmm. And my friend's dad knew exactly what he was talking about. Exactly. And he said, it freaked him out, and we were never allowed to talk about the supposed smoke lady that lived in this house. Hmm. She was, and because the dad didn't believe, but then he'd seen her. More than once, and it really bothered him, and he got genuinely angry at the dinner table. If you brought it up at all, he did not think it was funny.
Well, we talked to people about it, because apparently, this noises and whatever else really happened a ton to my roommate.
Okay.
And so we talked to, like, ghost hunters or whatever, these people from New Jersey. You know, we put it online, and this guy, like, oh, you know, we've heard of this building that you guys live in, and, mm-hmm. you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he said that the ghost would pick one.
That's what must have happened here.
Right, that they would pick one and try to make the other one think that he's crazy. So, like, whenever I came in, like, a lot of stuff, I did hear doors slamming sometimes and, like, you know, some stuff, but nothing crazy. But he said he'd hear all kinds of stuff. And, like, if I wasn't there, he'd hear, like, walking and painting and, you know, just crazy stuff. But I'd come on and be like, dude, I don't hear anything. And then once in a while, a door slam or something.
Right, right. That makes sense. I mean,
I guess just enough that I'd be like, oh, well, maybe you do. You know what I mean?
You get in that mindset.
But also not to, maybe the ghost was smart enough to be like, well, don't have it do nothing.
Right, there's that.
Right, he's got to, you know, go along. He could convince them none of this is real, right?
Yes, or you could just be going, I don't want to believe this, I don't want to believe this.
Right.
yeah, my friend's dad, I think, was the only one who ever saw her. I mean, this other guy apparently did. But he said the first he went down in the basement, he turned around, and there was this woman. She died in the house. The top of the house had burned. Mm-hmm. And they caught the fire, and his dad is very handy, right? And his whole thing was like, we're going to buy this house cheap. We'll live downstairs at first. I'll renovate the upstairs, which he eventually did. Mm-hmm. But so they lived down in the funeral home part. And when he went to the basement the first time, he turned around and saw this woman. And there were a couple of other times that this happened. And he would get upset. You weren't really allowed to talk about it.
Well,
and
that's what the ghost people told us.
Okay.
That's if this thing appears right in front of you and starts dancing,
yeah,
you have to pretend like you didn't hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like Beetlejuice
and
or something.
And it said, like, if it gets the other person scared, that's where it's getting its energy from.
Oh, okay.
So, like, even if it stands in front of you, just pretend like you didn't see it. Don't
information. That's what he would do.
Maybe talk to the same New Jersey people as I do.
I wonder, yeah, or if it's just instinctual. The last time he saw it that I know of, because he obviously wouldn't tell us everything, but he was working on one of his kids' bedrooms upstairs. He was, like, sanding the floors, whatever you're doing, you build stuff. I don't know how that works. Mm-hmm. And he heard his wife call his name, Eric! And he said, I'm up, just a minute. And he was doing, you know, still had the sander going. And then he hears it again, Eric! And he turns around and he sees the smoke woman again. And he said it always smelled like someone was smoking cigarettes. They got mad at the kid one time. They thought he was smoking cigarettes in his bedroom and he wasn't home. They ran in the bedroom, told him to put the cigarettes out. He wasn't home. But he turned around, saw her standing there, and he went right back to what he was doing and said he just was thinking, I just want her to go away. So, and then when he turned around, she was gone. He went downstairs.
My buddy came in. The one thing that did happen that I woke up in the morning. My buddy's there with his girlfriend. And they're like, man, I can't believe you watch scary movies in here. In your bedroom. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
Right.
And like, all those, you know, we just heard scary movie noises coming from your room. I'm like, yeah, I didn't watch any scary movies last night.
Oh, what? Really?
And they're like, wait. So they were like, you're lying. You're trying to mess. I'm like, yeah. I don't think I watched anything. I was on my phone. Like, I fell asleep early. Like,
so you believe that they believed this. They weren't messing with you.
And there's no way that it was on my TV or anything because I didn't have it on. Like, I would know because I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but I'm not going to sit in a funeral home and watch scary movies.
That's what I thought you were saying at first. I'm like, well, that is tough because I wouldn't do that.
No. And so they were like, well, we heard all these noises and, you know, scary, you know, voices. And I'm like, well.
So was that your life encounter with the unexplained? I feel like a lot of people have that one story.
Yeah, because there wouldn't be, you know, like both of them said they came home from dinner and going out and having a couple drinks, like. They both sat there and listened for a while because they were like, I can't believe he's watching a scary movie. But they didn't want to bother me. They didn't know if I had a guest over. You know what I mean? So they were like, oh, he just listened for a while and then went to bed.
It'd be so cool if that stuff was real, especially this time of year. Yeah. You know? But I don't know. My one experience was the Ouija board. The summer we got obsessed with the Ouija board, and there's still things that bother me about that. And my friends who are involved in that, to this day, when I talk to them, they'll still say, like, man. Do you remember this?
I like extra small pencils. So in conclusion, never forget.
Never forget. Yeah, never forget. Well, look, I mean, you know, you were at the funeral home, and you were asleep during 9/11.
I was.
And maybe you were asleep because the ghost put a spell on you and wanted you to sleep through this tragic event.
Maybe I just like to drink.
Or maybe you just like to drink. I was only awake because I had to go to class that day. And when I got to class, the professor said, look, just so you know, there's no plans to cancel the class yet. And I turned to the girl next to me and was like, why would we cancel class? She goes, you didn't hear? A plane hit the World Trade Center. And I thought, remember John Denver had died in that little airplane? I thought something like that hit the World Trade Center. I'm like, why would we cancel the class at this crap school in Missouri? Because John Denver's plane hit a tower. I don't understand this at all. After class, I walked to the cafeteria to get breakfast, and they've got the news on. I was like, holy crap. And, of course, that's when the entire day became. And then you do hear young people who say they're sick of hearing about 9/11.
Yeah, I'm sick of it now.
It didn't change anything. I'm like, hold on. I hate to be this guy. It did change a lot of things.
It didn't change anything.
It changed a lot.
It didn't change anything for me.
So,
just
life was different.
Well, flying's become a real pain in the ass. But other than that,
the Patriot Act and just, you know, all of this. Hey, let's give up some of our liberty because we want to be protected and just not trusting one another, you know, whatever. It
changed
stuff.
Amid lush and green rolling hills in Ireland, New York City firefighters riding to remember 9/11's fallen heroes with Irish firefighters alongside them.
Yeah.
A team of
they
almost
went to
100.
Ireland. I don't understand. It's like the 23rd anniversary. Why?
Down Ireland's
I got tons of these. I could
220 miles in all, setting off.
I don't know because there's a lot of the guys were Irish. I mean, they went
Irish firefighters.
A lot of them were Irish.
Okay.
Yeah, but they went to Ireland. I know the guy with the drink cart pushing it down the thing. The people recreating the flight path. Is there something I'm missing about this particular summer anniversary?
I definitely expect the firefighters to put all the gear on and walk the 110 step, 110 flights. They do that every year, though.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go to do that?
They go to the gym, I think. I've seen them on the
Oh, and they just do it right
things.
There?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I didn't know if they went to, like, an actual building that...
No, this is the old Stairmaster.
It's still there. So anyways, 9-11, very, very somber. And, you know, it was good for us to really dig into 9-11 a little bit there. I know it was all we talked about in this segment, but it deserves it. It deserves it. Don't you think, Leslie?
We just talked about ghosts.
Right. I know. So it's a lot to contemplate. Let's take a break.
more Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
All right, we're going to finish the news coming up.
Good.
I think we covered 9-11, right?
Yeah, I feel
so
like
we'll move on from that. We've got some clips from the debate, if you didn't watch that are, I thought, entertaining. More entertaining. I mean, show me a debate from 20 years ago between Bush and Gore or whatever, and say, hey, pull something funny from that. It's like, well, I don't know. Like, I guess Al Gore shook his head a little bit. People were mad about that. We've moved on from that.
Albert?
Al Gore.
Albert.
Al Gore shook his head a little. Remember people were mad?
I did,
he was shaking his head.
Yeah.
We've come a long way. Yeah, exactly. Like,
they were like, mad. When he did this, they're like, that's disrespectful.
I know.
He lost because he gave it a little...
I know. They were so mad. I remember Frank's dad saying, like, oh, that was disrespectful.
They're not presidential at all.
Yeah. Now I'm
this
not
guy's like, hey, the black lady puts out.
Right. We have progressed so much.
So
if you think about how much better the country has gotten, it was not a great time, really, to live in. So not trying to be, you know, nostalgic. We're just trying to remind everyone. And if you didn't live through it, trust me, it was not this much fun.
Boring.
It was really boring. Really, really boring. And if you came up to someone and started talking politics, their eyes glazed over. Now it's exciting. Now it's exciting.
Yeah.
Show me that meme of Al
Gore.
You
always had to
cat.
Have reverence. Resentment for the office.
Yeah, exactly.
You respect the office.
Respect
not
the
anymore.
Office and the title. No.
Not anymore.
No, it's fun
you
now.
Can right on it if you want.
Yeah. It's fun.
No one cares.
No one cares. And you look at him, whether you're a Trump person or a Kamala person, you look
matter.
At him and you go, I think they could do it.
Just people with two walking brain cells posting the truth on Facebook and people like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat the puppy.
Right.
He eats puppies.
I know.
And that's what he does. He eats puppies in Ohio.
I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
The conspiracy
Everybody.
The conspiracy theorist. Did you see our
I
conspiracy?
It.
I love that
our
after
conspiracy
debate.
Was blowing
Her
up
earrings
last
were headphones. So many things. It's so great. The one of the top ones was, I don't think either one of these people are there. This isn't real.
Yeah.
This is all AI generated. And I was like, oh, cool. That would be so cool.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
So there was a presidential debate last night.
There was. There was. I found out about it after. No one tells me these things. But I saw people talking about it, and I was like, oh, okay.
Cool.
And I noticed it's a different person. Because that last debate, I swear, there was a different
guy. White guy.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was, like, having a real hard time. And then this
now
time,
it's a middle-aged black woman.
Yeah. So.
But I don't know. Maybe she just changed into that.
I get, that's,
in
that
prison?
Was a, that's what I
some
got.
Some sort of gender that, surgery done in prison?
That's what she put out. something about that. I mean, we've got a little highlight reel here. Snowcone hit the first one there, my little montage, just to give you an idea feel in case you missed it.
We'll see during the course of his rallies, he talks about fictional characters like Hannibal Lecter. He will talk about windmills cause cancer. And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom.
People don't go to her rallies. There's no reason to go. And the people that do go, she's bussing them in and paying them to be there. She has a plan to confiscate everybody's gun.
President Trump,
she has
do
a
have
plan.
To move. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Well, I don't know. I mean, all I can say is I read where she was not black, that she put out. And I'll say that. And then I read that she was black.
Oh man. I promise you, debates not used to be that much fun.
No.
They absolutely did not. If you go back and watch like the old Nixon-Kennedy debates.
If you told me that was going to happen, I'd have tuned in.
Me too. I would have been
live. But the biggest thing back in Kennedy-Nixon was like, oh, look how much he's sweating.
Oh, my God. And just like they were so fancy pants smart, right? Using big words. And I just, I wouldn't want to trade. That's
no,
for sure.
No, no, no.
I'm lucky to be alive. Right now.
Yes.
Now, I would say, so, you know, I read that she's black and puts out. That was a good line. I think he maybe misspoke, but I'm not really sure. I think he's saying that maybe she put something out that said she'd...
Somebody put something out
that said she was black. Yeah.
I think he misspoke.
Yeah, but it sounded good. It worked. And that's how you know. He pulled it off.
Yeah.
You don't stumble on something like that. You don't get hung up on it. And you know when you say it, that worked. And it didn't work for everybody, but it works for him, I think. So that was good. Then I think the one where he managed to get all the talking points kind of into one attack, the transgender, immigrants, all that stuff, I thought that was impressive. That's a sign of a good politician when you can cover all those wedge issues just in kind of one thought really quick. Play that one.
She did things that nobody would ever think of. Now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens that are in prison. This is a radical left liberal that would do this. She wants to confiscate your guns, and she will never allow fracking in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so there you go. She's going to give surgery to transgender people in prison. Immigrants. Immigrants? Yeah, immigrants. So you got immigrants, and you got the trans stuff. Prison. Then you've got the guns. She's going to take our guns, which is kind of funny because, I remember, Pepperidge Farm remembers that clip of Trump sitting in the White House or wherever they were at that big table. He's like, why don't we just go take everybody's guns?
Yeah.
Remember that? They should use that, maybe.
Like, wait, what? Don't do that.
He's like, just go
that.
Take them, and then we'll figure it out later. And they're like, don't say that. And he's like, well, that's what we should do. So we kind of know how he feels about it, but I don't know if maybe people don't really remember that. But then, yeah, I mean, that I feel like that was impressive. And fracking, also fracking. You know,
fracking is always, every election, a big deal.
Yeah, is it? I mean, it's certainly like they're drilling
in the sense that it always comes up.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that during an election, you just hear fracking, no fracking, more fracking,
yeah,
less fracking, fracking. And then as soon as someone's elected, you never hear about fracking
again. It's like coal mining. You never hear about coal mining unless it's an election year.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, stop the fracking. And then as soon as it's over, no one stops fracking or they start fracking.
I don't think anyone stops.
Do we frack? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. We frack, baby. Frack, baby, frack. We produce so much oil in America, like in Canada, stuff, we sell it. We ship it off and we sell it.
Really?
I think we're one of the biggest exporters. Obviously, the Middle East is the biggest. But we're a pretty big exporter of oil because we...
What, a frack factory?
Yeah, well, we also just go into,
like your mom?
You know, parks in Alaska. And we
Wait,
drill,
not your mom. Your mom.
We drill, baby, drill. That's right. You can't.
Sorry.
They drill everywhere. Come drill in my backyard. Frack it. Whatever you need to do. I don't know. But, you know, I think the only people that are against that sort of thing are...
People who frack.
People who, no, I mean against the fracking, are people who think that it's
I think everybody's against fracking unless you make money from fracking.
Oh, no, not me. Do you know how much my gas bill is? Like when Russia went to war with Ukraine and our gas bills went up, if they weren't fracking here, I mean, you know, I have a gas-powered dryer, so that affects me. And then, of course, almost everyone heats their house with gas. So, not to mention the hot water heater. I don't like seeing that gas bill get any bigger than it already has.
So, frack it up?
Frack it out, baby. Frack it out.
So, no, well, she said she's not going to stop fracking.
Right. They've never, I don't think the Democrats, not at least recently, have been known to be real
environmentalists
about the, you know, getting fossil fuels out of our ground.
Frack or not frack, it doesn't matter to me.
They say it causes like mini earthquakes and releases a bunch of methane, so I'm like, okay, what does that mean? You know, I get it, it's getting hotter. Armadillos live here now.
Is that from fracking?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that it?
Is that from fracking all the way in Pennsylvania?
Right, come on.
I don't think so.
You're putting this stuff in the atmosphere? Well, then give me a better option. I got to heat my house.
No, that's true.
It's not like the Europeans have figured out a way to heat their houses without gas. So.
Just going to close freaking frack.
Don't do that. You know what, Snowcone? I think there's one that you can skip the next one. Go to the one after that where he talks about what people are eating. Because I think that's probably my favorite moment from the debate.
A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And it's a shame.
That's crazy.
Right, in Springfield, Ohio.
Dude.
The Haitians.
Oh, in Springfield, Ohio. I saw him tweeting or whatever, the mayor. I'm like, dude, I thought we were talking about Springfield, Missouri. When someone says Springfield, you think Springfield, Missouri, right?
No, I think Springfield,
or Springfield,
Illinois?
USA for the Simpsons. All right, Springfield, Illinois.
But apparently it's Springfield, Ohio, which doesn't surprise me.
The V-Cats.
Those people put anything in their mouth. It's right. Ohio, for Christ's sake.
It's like a third world country if you've been to that state. It's in bad shape.
Right.
And so,
like, don't use that as an example of the bad things that happen.
Right, they're eating meat.
There's a giant toilet.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I saw the meat.
Are they eating? I saw them say nobody was eating pets.
Yeah, that's what they were saying, but I was like, what's talking to you? Sit down. Go frack. Go do something. Fix your crappy state. I did see a meme that made me laugh.
Springfield said nobody. There's no proof.
Yeah, but you believe that guy? With his history? I don't know, man. That guy's got a pretty long record.
Trump did say he saw it on TV, so.
Right, exactly.
That's what he said. He said, well, I don't know, but I saw it on TV.
Right.
So good enough.
That was good. Right. If you tell me you heard it.
I just saw it on TV. He said it.
Exactly.
So he saw it on TV, then he said it, so I saw it on TV.
And he wouldn't say it on TV if he wasn't confident.
He's running for president.
He's been president, and he's running to be president again.
Yeah, he's got to feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, that's my rule. You hear it on TV or Joe Rogan, then I'm like, okay. I guess that's how it is, right?
Yeah.
That's how it is. But I did see that meme.
The Haitians, apparently. There's a big Haitian population.
Well, I don't know their culture. I mean, they speak French. Other than that, I don't know. Maybe eating cats is part of their culture.
I don't know.
We eat animals here, guys. We're factory farming away. So, you know, let's not just start picking on Haitians.
Come on now. We don't want to start eating cats.
Well, if they want to eat cats,
you should have seen my cat when they heard that.
If they want to eat cats.
Pac-Man was stunned.
I'm not saying if they're forced to eat cats.
He was watching the debate leaning towards Kamala.
Yeah, I get it.
And then he heard that she allowed him to eat cats. And even though he's not from there, he did feel empathy.
Yeah.
Towards the cats of Springfield.
Of course.
He understood that those are his brothers.
Yeah.
And he was not happy with that.
Yeah, I get that. But cats don't vote. And if they want to eat the cats, I'm saying, not if they are eating them because they have to, but if that's part of their thing, then I don't know.
But they shouldn't steal your cats.
No. Is that what he was saying?
Yes.
He said they eat the cats. Oh, yeah, I guess they were. Well, I thought he was saying pets. Okay, I get it. I thought he was just saying that these are animals that many of us would keep as pets, but he's saying they were eating people's pets. Yeah, okay, you're right. I mean, look, that's bad. You can't steal the cat to do it. But, you know, if you want to factory farm them or whatever, then we can talk, right? Because that's what we do, right? Yeah, factory farm? Yeah.
I don't care if you eat cats.
No dogs, though. That's weird. I've seen the dogs in cages.
He said they ate dogs.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Dogs.
Why?
I just don't like it. You know, they're too smart. They're our friends. They're man's
best
friend.
Cats are smarter than dogs.
Dogs are man's best friend. Cats are not smarter than
dogs. Yes, they are. Dogs are stupid.
Let's not even get into this. I mean, dogs are smarter than chimps in a lot of ways.
Dogs are probably tastier.
Look, let's not talk about eating dogs. That's offensive. I don't want to talk about eating dogs.
My cat wouldn't be so good. It's all fat.
Well, that old fat. I know. That was the thing. My cats are dead now, but
fat ribeye.
Yeah. And probably just little tumors everywhere, you know, as they get older. You don't want to eat it. I think about that with my dog. I'm like, man.
Dog would probably be delicious.
My little dog would be delicious. Exactly. Yeah. I've thought about that. Because sometimes you don't want to go to the store.
Right,
it's Sunday, and you're like, I want to watch football. I know she says we haven't had any protein in a few days. But the funniest meme I saw was the one of Alf. Did you see the one of Alf? Because it was a shot of Alf from the show, the sitcom from the 80s, and he's got a cat in a bun, and it says, here's photographic evidence of an illegal alien eating a cat. And I was like, okay, that's pretty good. I forgot he ate cats. People who listen to us, do they watch Alf? Are they too young?
Nobody watched Alf.
Well, it ran for a while.
You watched it.
You may have been at war when it was popular, but you definitely would have watched it if you were home.
I'm aware of it.
I mean, that was a big show. I thought it was like...
But Alf did want to eat cats.
Yeah, he ate cats. And there's a picture of him eating a cat. And he was an illegal alien.
He was.
So that is sort of photographic evidence. I don't know. Who'd you guys think won? I mean, Trump was the most entertaining.
Of course.
So, I mean, I don't know if we're doing points or whatever, but...
I like the way she laughed at him.
Yeah.
It made me laugh, the way she laughed at him and pointed.
Yeah.
He said something dumb.
Yeah, but like we were all just laughing together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was funny to be like, that person was like, ha-ha, he's stupid.
She seemed nice.
I will tell you something. So my oldest is, he does like theater and stuff. Doesn't matter, but just to give a little bit of background if you've never met him before. Well, he's been on the show plenty of times. He wanted to sign up for debate.
Okay.
And when they talked to him about debate, they told him, like, basically said, we know what you're going to do. You cannot come in here and debate like Trump. Because he's like, I was just going to go and be like, you're ugly?
Right.
You're stupid. You don't know anything that you're talking about. He's like, "That's all, I was just going to watch all of his debates and take all of it."
Yeah, it works.
And just go in there and debate these people. And they told them there's a rule, apparently, in the high school debate class that you are not allowed to debate like Trump.
Okay, well, I would fight that.
Me too.
Here's a guy who won the presidency with no political experience whatsoever, and thousands of people come to his rallies.
We're trying to win debates.
Right. This is ridiculous. Right. That's like saying, but you're not allowed to play like Brady. Like, why would you say that?
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. I just want to clear something up here. I was joking about eating cats, okay? I don't want people eating cats. I don't want people eating dogs. And I understand the hypocrisy because I eat chicken and stuff like that. So I understand it's hypocritical. I don't know why I feel that way, but that's how I feel. I don't want people eating cats or dogs.
Why?
Because I don't like it. Because I think they're our friends. I know.
Cows
I know.
Are
I've never befriended a
nice.
Cow, though. I've heard they're nice. Yeah, but I've never befriended one. So
what about goats?
Do we eat goat? Yeah. I have goat cheese. Pigs, I've heard, are really smart. Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus said that, so...
I believe it.
I believe her. She probably has access to them. So, I don't know. I've heard they're, like, really wicked smart. But I've been at the state fair, and they just lay there, so... I don't know. I'm not, like, a huge ham person anyway, but I do like pork chops. And I always get the pork at Chipotle.
Really
it's
bacon,
in Spanish,
right?
Like, carne is... carne's steak. What's the...
Carnitas.
Carnitas. That's pork? Okay.
I
always say pork, so I don't get it wrong. But, I'm not like a huge bacon lover. I don't hate it.
Everybody likes bacon.
Yeah. I love it on a cheeseburger.
Yeah, of course.
Like eating it for breakfast is not my thing on its own.
You
like
to have eggs and bacon?
Yeah, if I'm eating them together.
Or sausage. You'd have one of the two, wouldn't you?
I would pick sausage if I got to eat.
That's a pig.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying bacon specifically. I know people love it. I don't hate it. I do love it with some stuff. I want to talk to you about... Actually, cats coming up here in a minute.
Why?
Because something was in the news today, and this is not the first time
it's happened.
I just
think mine would be disgusting. I don't think it would be delicious.
I've thought that about my pets before. Like, if an animal catches one of my pets and tries to eat it, they're going to be disappointed, then they're just going to leave, and they kill my animal for no reason. They're old, and they don't taste good. Now I've got this puppy, though. And
he probably tastes good.
He probably still does. I don't know. People who hunt deer, I know they like to kill, like, young does, right? Like Bambi's mom, isn't that what tastes the best? Someone on Twitch can tell us.
She's a mother.
Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
That's
deer,
not young.
Bambi's mom. Well, I don't know, like a young one.
Like a young
maybe
mother?
One. Yeah, there's young mothers, right?
I don't know. It's like going to the club.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I thought people said they taste the best.
I mean, the young mother's better than the old mother, but, you know, better to get someone who's not a mother.
Right. Well, what's veal? Isn't that a baby cow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so the young ones are delicious, right? That's all I'm saying. Then I think people, when they hunt deer, they want young females, but I'm not. Maybe it's just young deer.
That's just life.
I know. It's weird how that works, isn't it?
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock. KQRC Leavenworth, Kansas City's rock station. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
So, we were talking about eating cats earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know. I know we've talked about eating cats for years, but we're joking. We don't think that you should eat cats. Lazo's a cat lover. He has a cat.
I don't think you should not eat cats. If you want to eat cats, eat cats.
Okay. So it's just me then. I say don't eat them. Don't eat pets. I don't like it. So, but if you want to, I guess. I don't know. I understand the hypocrisy, so I'm not. You know, can't get into it. But my cats are dead now, and I did not get new cats.
Right.
So I don't have cats now. But I've had cats for a
would
long
you eat
time.
A dog?
No. No. I've seen those dogs in cages in other countries that are getting ready to be eaten, and breaks my heart. Right? Breaks my heart right there. Boom. I think it's right here. It hurts. And these news stories hurt, too, because a few years ago, there was a guy in Atlanta who kicked a cat. Do you remember that guy?
No.
He kicked a cat, and he ended up getting some prison time.
For kicking a cat?
Yeah. The man seen kicking a cat on video will serve jail time. Jamari Davenport pleaded guilty to animal cruelty, and he was arrested after video surfaced of him violently kicking a cat at a Fulton County gas station last year. That cat was never found. Davenport was sentenced to 6 months in jail. He must also serve 240 hours of community service.
For kicking a cat?
Hold on.
It didn't die.
Yeah, I think it did.
Well, if they never found it, then it lived.
Because I think he may, I don't know, but there's some reports he may have burned it.
So he kicked it and then went and got it?
Like, well, it was laying there dying. But I don't know, because that was the Atlanta one, I think. This is the Texas one. It's very confusing. The fact that there's multiple stories about guys kicking cats on video and getting in trouble is a little disturbing. I don't like to watch animal cruelty.
What was that cat doing?
I don't like to watch standing at a gas station.
Was it his cat?
No. I don't believe it was. Just standing there at the gas station. So now a Texas man.
We can't, you know, just allow these things to walk wherever they want.
A Texas man in Beaumont, Texas.
You can't, too?
Yes, and he was sentenced yesterday. He's got federal prison time for kicking a cat.
Federal?
Now, in this one, this was another video that was captured on social media. This guy's 30 years old.
You ever kick your cat?
No, I've never kicked my animals.
Oh, I kicked my cat.
You kick the cat? No, Leslie, this wasn't like a move out of the way. This was like a field goal kick.
It tries to trick me as I'm going down the stairs, so I kick it down the stairs.
Okay, well, that sounds bad, but it's not as bad, I guess, as this, because your cat's still alive. This
well,
guy
it loves me.
This guy
but it's trying
it.
To kill me.
This guy kicked it like a football.
It hides underneath the steps, like right on the first step, and tries to trip you. So I put my foot between it and the stairs and push it down. I say, God damn it, get out of here. And then it follows me to the kitchen and begs me for treats. That's what happens.
Well, so
if I don't give it to him, then it stands on my foot.
You know, you'd think there's ways to deal with your cat that don't involve violence, but I don't know your cat. So, you know, you're not kicking your cat like this.
You saw the scars on my leg from that thing.
Yes, it does scratch you a lot. I think you maybe give it too many treats. I don't know, but
why?
Because it's now you've created a monster. It just constantly wants treats. It's really fat, and it just scratches you all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it mostly eats treats instead of cat food, which it's alive. So then you think to yourself, like, oh, you can't eat treats all the time. Well, it's all probably the same crap, right?
It looks the same.
But for some reason, they like the treats better, so I don't know. It's made for cats. It's not like you're feeding them people treats.
No.
Right, they're cat treats. So.
And he's got meow mix, I mean.
Yeah, but he just prefers the treats. I get it. So this guy who kicked this cat, this is a very similar story, if not the same story, because it's very confusing, because this incident happened a couple of years ago. But this guy's in Texas now. This guy was with an accomplice. They filmed this on his cell phone. These two found a cat in a parking lot. Then this guy kicked the cat with such force that it flew 20 feet. The footage caused widespread outrage after it was shared on social media. In addition, according to the incident, an unidentified third person set the cat on fire after the kick.
Why?
I don't know.
Was it like a friend of the original kicker?
It was dying. For what I can't watch the video. I can't bring myself to do it. But apparently the cat was dying.
You watch people get killed all the time on TV.
Yeah, but I can't watch animals getting hurt.
No, okay. Animals and kids.
Yeah, no kids, no animals. I don't like that. They didn't do anything to you. Leave them alone.
No, just cat, dude.
It's a cat, man. It was like a stray cat or maybe a cat that belonged to someone at that shop or the gas station. Anyhow, he kicked it a long way. It was 20 feet. And then this third person sets it on fire. So anyway, federal prosecutors opted to charge this guy under the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. I didn't know there was a Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act, but it's a federal law that carries harsher penalties than Texas state animal cruelty laws because this guy's in Beaumont, Texas. So
good.
How much what do you think this sentence was? What's his punishment for this? The guy kicks a cat. He's just the one who kicked it. The other guy set it on fire. So the guy who kicks the cat, who punts the cat, 20 feet. What do you think his sentence was?
6 months.
3 years.
3 years?
They were saying 6 years this morning.
For kicking a cat?
They've updated these, and everything I see now says 3 years, but they were saying 6 years. Unless the guy who got 6 years was the guy who set it on fire, but I find that hard to believe. Everything now says 3 years. So the other guy got 6 months that I played the audio from earlier, the guy who did it five, six years ago.
I said 6 months.
Yeah, for the first guy. This guy got 3 years.
3 years is too much.
And it's because of this federal law. They said the Texas law wasn't harsh enough. I really wonder what the Texas law would have been if they decided to press charges on it at all. He kicks the cat. You see it. It's you know, gravely injured, and then someone sets it on fire. Would they have pressed charges? I think with that kind of outrage, the state of Texas might, the city, whomever. Mm. But what would the punishment have been? I'm not trying to talk crap on Texas. I'm just saying, you know, it's not known as being like a vegetarian state, you know?
No, I'm just saying it seems pretty extreme.
3 years in prison?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted to know if you thought that was fair.
No.
No? For kicking a cat and just out of...
I've seen the videos of how we treat chickens and cows and every other animal in the world, and people do that, and they make billions of dollars. I'm not saying you should kick a cat, but the difference between a cat and a chicken is billions of dollars and 3 years in prison?
There are pets.
I know my cat.
There are pets.
My cat isn't any better than a chicken. Well, not at all.
You didn't get the cat for
eating. It craps on the floor sometimes. It pees on my laundry. It's not great.
Well, it's still your roommate. It's not just food.
But a chicken could be there.
But it's not.
But it could not.
I really couldn't.
So the difference between murdering chickens
yep.
and murdering pigs
yep.
and murdering all these other things and going out in the woods and tracking down a deer and shooting him in the head,
yep,
that's fine.
Yes.
But kicking a cat is 3 years in federal prison?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It should have been more.
That's but ridiculous.
Also, you're doing it for fun. You're not doing it because
you're shooting deer in the head for fun.
People eat those deer.
Yeah, but they're still doing it for
fun. And they have to control
fun.
The population, right?
They're still doing it for fun. And by the way, people are always talking about feral cats in my neighborhood, how we got to control the population.
You can shoot those.
Yeah. Oh, so you could shoot them.
Yeah.
But you can't kick them.
Kick it and light it on fire? You can't
shoot it. I'm not saying light on fire, that's bad. But kicking it?
Dude, but it was dying already. It was dying when he kicked it. It was gone.
Well, they should have shot it after he kicked it.
Well, okay.
Then everything would be fine?
No, because he kicked it for fun.
Makes no sense.
I think if you had a chicken and you kicked it like this guy did, you'd get in trouble. If you posted a video.
Chicken?
Yeah, if you posted a video of you kicking a chicken like that and it laid there.
But then I cut the chicken's head off.
Yeah,
I think it ran around squirting blood with no head.
Well, yeah, but that's just a muscle memory thing. They're not.
But that'd be fine, though.
If you just chopped his head off, yes, yeah. Of course, that's a quick death. I know it looks weird because they fly around after that, but they don't feel anything. The brain's gone. The brain's gone.
We've gone.
You're not doing that for fun. You're not doing that for fun. You're doing it.
Even if you did do it for fun, it wouldn't matter.
Well, you can't kick it for fun. It's like, look what I'm going to do. Boom. Punt this thing 20 feet.
I could cut its head off for fun.
You could cut its head off and have fun with it. I wouldn't say you're having fun. I wouldn't be like, you guys want to know the most fun thing in the world? Chopping chickens' heads off. I wouldn't say that in the video. But inside, you can think this is a lot of fun. You can think it's fun, but I just wouldn't post videos of it and say this is the most fun thing.
Did that guy say this was fun?
Well, you could just tell he was doing it because it was fun. There was no other reason to do it.
Maybe the cat was bothering him. It was a feral cat. He's tired of feral cats.
It wasn't bothering him. It wasn't bothering him. Made it that far into the video. It
doesn't make any sense.
Well, look, just let it be known. You can go to prison now for stuff like this. So quit eating cats, quit kicking cats, quit hitting your dog, just leave cats and dogs alone. And yeah, even if you have chickens or whatever at your farm, don't kick them. Don't kick your cat, Lazo. Quit kicking it. I'm surprised you admitted that after this guy got 3 years in the federal slammer and you just went on the air and said, yeah, I kick my cat. Woo-hoo. Better hope that your cat's okay when you get home.
I hope it's not.
If someone comes to check on it, don't say that. Quit saying that.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, I got a really good story for you coming up about a mayor of a town in Florida. Have you seen any of this?
No.
The scandal that's going on with the mayor in Florida. You may or may not have heard of this guy before, because there was something unique about him when he got elected. But he's in trouble right now because some videos have surfaced of him. He's being accused of using racial slurs, being drunk, and just overall acting inappropriately. Yeah. So, but it looks like he might be breaking the law. So I'll explain it to you. But real quick, did you hear the very good news? Because I know you're a fan. I'm a fan. Adam Sandler. I'd heard that this stuff was going to be happening.
Happy Gilmore?
But yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, Happy Gilmore. Adam Sandler's grabbing his hockey stick and hitting the green, revealing on Instagram yesterday that production has started on the Happy Gilmore sequel, decades in the making. Sharing a sneak peek at the wardrobe nearly 30 years later, he'll be back in Happy's iconic Bruins jersey. Sandler also quoting the first movie, writing, "It ain't over. The way I see it, we've only just begun."
That'll be a good one.
They're all good.
Well, I mean, I had this discussion with a friend last night. He said that after, I think, once he got to Deeds, or maybe it was Little Nicky, that he thought those sucked and that everything since then sucked. I said, whoa.
Hubie Halloween?
Exactly, Hubie Halloween. Also, that's my boy, and I was like 10 years old now.
That's good.
12, but that's a great one.
It might even be
my favorite. I don't know. But to just limit yourself and say, oh, Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison were
Wexler,
good.
Sandy Wexler.
I know a lot of people said it was the worst movie, but I thought it was a funny time. The one with Chris Rock where their dads and his daughters getting married, I thought that was good. Look, don't be this kind of person. Don't be the Sandler hater just because it seems to be this cool thing to do. And don't say, well, only his first two movies were good when I was in junior high. Give him a chance. And also, Happy Gilmore 2. Come on. You're excited. Snowcone, are you excited about Happy Gilmore 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that your favorite Sandler movie?
No.
Oh, it's not. Is it Billy Madison?
No.
No? What's your favorite? Is it Big Daddy? Your Big Daddy guy?
No.
Oh, The Wedding Singer. That's my brother's favorite movie.
That's a good one.
But you're just rattling off all these massive masterpieces.
I like Punch Drunk Love.
Oh, come on. Okay, well, what funny one? What's your favorite Adam Sandler comedy? That's My Boy?
Happy Gilmore's up there, yeah. Big Daddy.
I'm going That's My Boy.
Billy Madison.
I haven't seen it. I mean, those are great. I know, but everyone uses them, and I just want to bring more attention to some of these, more recent films. Mr. Deeds. I feel like people were still giving them
time then.
Uh, Yeah, I'm a That's Woofing. But we're all going to go see Happy Gilmore 2, and I thought we should do something like as a group, you know? We'll get people together. We'll go to the theater. We'll see it on opening night. Maybe get Adam Sandler on the show. Wouldn't that be good?
I like the third part.
Getting him on the show? Okay, well, Snowcone, get him on the show, then we'll see if he'll come here for a call.
Hanging out together isn't...
I like that.
I'm on this summit.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Hi.
Hi. So, yesterday when we were talking about Beyonce getting snubbed...
Yeah, I gotta pee.
...by the CMAs. Okay, we'll make this quick.
Thank you.
When they said she got snubbed, I said, you know... She's not really a country artist, though, right?
Because what she's black. That's why you don't like her.
That's not what I said.
You said
she's a pop star.
That's like verbatim what you said.
That is not. It's a dog whistle.
What? You're saying she's a pop star?
You're like, hey, she's not really a country star. I can understand why she wouldn't.
Give me a break. You agreed with me at the time.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Go back and listen. Anybody? You said
you don't
no.
Think
she's not.
Should be a country.
She's not a country star. He's a country star now. He turned into a country singer. That's his whole thing. I'm saying that she, no one thinks of her as a country singer. Mm. No one's like, oh, you know what my favorite country singer is?
Yeah, because she's black.
You guys, obviously, are thinking this a lot. I didn't even cross my mind, okay. So I think you guys need to do some personal inventory and figure out what the hell's going on. Hootie is a country star. He's massive. I even met him at the old building in Seattle and got to talk to him when he was a country star. And I told him, you're the best thing going in country music. I think. I don't remember exactly what we talked about. I think I played some sort of game with them, but...
Yeah, what was the game? Name the black country star?
No. It was like, are you smarter than Hootie?
Black guy?
Something like that. Right. Anyhow, what makes a country singer? And I said...
One is white,
according to
you.
According to you. You guys are the only ones who said it. You're the only ones who said it. I said... Does it become a country song if you use a steel guitar? Maybe. Is that all you need? Or if you sing about trucks... Beer, maybe Friday night football games, right? There's a few things. You throw those in, it's country, right?
As long as you're not black.
Oh, my God. Quit saying that. What is with you? You got race on the mind for some reason. Just don't even think about it. Remember your old thing? Don't even think about it. Just stop. So David Bowie, is he a country star? Was he a country star?
No, he's British.
Right. Oh, you can't
be British and be a country star?
No.
You can't be a British country star.
What are you going to sing about?
Right.
Canadians are country stars.
Yeah.
Well,
they have horses and stuff.
They're British, basically.
The only people are British.
They pretend to be British. They're British.
Yeah, British people, you know, when they ride a horse, they're like knights.
Yeah.
They turn into muse. Right?
I guess. I mean, look, I don't think they like country music, so it's never really come up. But, yeah, I guess I see what you're saying.
Well, there's like cowboys in Canada.
I know, but are they real cowboys? That's the question.
Well, as long as they're white, I guess.
Oh, my God.
They can pretend to be American.
They do have accents, though. You ever heard a Canadian talk?
Stop it.
You can tell they're Canadian.
There can be Canadian cowboys, sure.
Okay, sure, fine. Shania Twain, whatever.
Yeah.
But David Bowie was not a country star.
No.
But, and he's been dead for like 8 years. But he just scored his first number one country hit. He has a number one.
Wait, is it on the radio?
Yes, he has the number one country song in America. That's because this other fella, Chris Young... Who I assume is a country guy, I don't know. Not because he's white, but because he's on country radio.
I don't even know if he's white. Hadn't even crossed my mind.
He is white. He is white. But I was just making sure that that's, you know, not what you were going to say next.
I didn't even think about it.
I just said, I assume he's a country star. I thought you'd say, what, because he's white?
No, I just didn't know.
I think he's a country star because he's on country radio and, you know, I don't know. Chris Young, whatever. It sounds probably a country star. I've never heard of him. So if he's a musician and he's a star, he must not do rock and roll, right? We've never heard of them. If you got the number one song in the country,
sure.
You're either a pop star or a country star, because otherwise we would have heard of you. Anyhow, he's got the number one song. It's called Young Love and Saturday Nights. Well, David Bowie never did a song called Young Love and Saturday Nights. Oh, but wait till you hear it.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down.
Now, he's got the Chevrolet doesn't run.
Pedigree.
This all sounds like country to me.
No commas in his bank account.
He's broke.
But there's a girl.
Oh, here's a girl.
At the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. He loves his Southern Rob or North
Dakota. Oh, I love it. There you go.
Silverado, he got
it's a rebel rebel. Yeah. He just did it.
Kissing for an hour in the parking lot.
I mean, the beginning of the song is just the riff. That's how they start.
Really? He starts it the same way.
Yeah, yeah. So that, you know, they give Bowie credit, obviously. You have to.
Do they have to pay the
I don't know
the
how
state?
Much money. That's what I was going to ask you. How I'm much sure money do you make from this? Because
a
I
lot.
Think most of it goes to Bowie. But, I mean, I guess
well,
you get
no,
money
he'll
from
make
touring
a lot.
And
he'll
stuff.
Make a lot, too.
Yeah, and I guess more people will
but
come to
But he's
going
to have to pay, like, a rights fee to them.
So that's an interpolation.
Right. Why don't we... Why don't we take...
That riff is pretty exact.
No, it is.
Yeah, but he's changed the lyrics.
Cover.
But he's changed the lyrics.
Yeah, but there's a... But there's right, but if just because you change the lyrics, he still has to pay the publishing for that.
No.
He still gets writing credit.
You pay for...
Interpolation still gets writing credit.
For the music.
Yeah, exactly. Interpolation...
No, I mean, he's going to have to pay for that.
Those people still pay for it.
No, he's definitely going to pay
for it. Yeah, they still pay for that stuff. Like, it's happened quite a bit recently, but yeah. It's not a cover because he's not singing the same words, but I thought we could find some songs that are famous classic rock songs, whatever.
That's the rage right now.
And sing over it to country lyrics. I can write a country jam with my eyes closed.
Well, you won Country Singer of the Year.
That's true. I won Best Country Singer in the City 1 year. So
are we going to do it?
I think that we should get. You guys should pick some classic rock songs and let's make some money.
Sure.
Let's make some money. I don't know how good a singer I am. We might need another singer. But.
You're already a character.
Number one song in the country. I listen to this thing. The lyrics are exactly what I would have written. I mean,
you can do like Boston's Don't Look Back.
Dude, Journey.
We're
think about the
Don't Be Black.
Oh, my God. You're such a racist.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Well, yesterday I was trying to find, at the end of the show, something positive to say
Is
about
Is this the end of the show,
state.
By the way?
Getting close, yeah. I was having a tough time finding, you know, positive stuff about Missouri, but... I do think that I may have found something because something came out today, and I was like, "No, come on, this has got to be us because it's about the NFL, and it's about tailgating, and it's about the best and worst places to tailgate." Now, I know you don't go to a lot of football games,
no.
And have you ever tailgated at Arrowhead?
No.
Well, okay, maybe just going into the
year?
Game.
I think
no,
we did a
we were
little
running,
bit.
We were running late.
Well, we hung out a little bit.
You had to walk 2 miles.
I think we walked across the street. We didn't park in the parking lot.
The playoff game.
Oh,
we
I don't remember
really for that.
I don't remember. Okay, yeah, we could have. I don't remember. But, you know, it's part of the... I mean, a lot of people take it very seriously. I always worry because I get diarrhea, so I have to take Imodium before I go. And it's just like eating ribs at 9 in the morning, you know? You have to really kind of get your head in the right space, and I'm just not always hungry for that stuff.
And when it's a long tailgate, if you're a person who has, like, diarrhea, chronic diarrhea like you do...
Yes.
It's not...
It's not a good place to be.
It's not ideal.
You just
it's less than ideal.
Porta-potties, and there's not enough.
Yeah, but you don't want to have diarrhea
exactly.
in a porta-potty.
Exactly. And then your doctor says, quit taking so much Imodium, it's killing you. And I'm like, well, which is it? You know, what do you want me to do? So, but I understand the allure. And I've certainly tailgated many times. I had season tickets to the Chiefs for how many years did I go? Like maybe 5 years, something like that.
You also, how long have you had chronic diarrhea?
As long as I can remember.
Yeah.
As long as I can remember. So, we don't have tickets this year. Not that we won't maybe go to a game, but we don't have season tickets anymore. But I did go to a lot of games. I did tailgate, and I know for a fact that the Chiefs are known as like the greatest tailgating city. Now, Laszlo always says that every person in every mid-sized city says something like, our city has the second biggest St. Patrick's Day parade.
Third biggest
fireworks. Our city is the third biggest fireworks display on 4th of July.
No, you don't.
They never say
every
biggest.
Every city says that.
But... I didn't realize this because I didn't move around a lot. Laszlo says everybody in every city says that about.
They say it. I moved around everywhere. They all say it.
But
third biggest St. Patrick's Day celebration.
But when it comes to tailgating, surely these other cities don't think they can compete with us, do they?
I'm sure probably.
You think they say we're the best tailgating team? Oh, come on. I mean, Buffalo, they would say that maybe.
They're, I think they do.
But it's got to be Kansas City.
Outside Michigan Stadium, everybody tailgates on a golf course.
Well, this is just NFL.
Mm.
So... I think we'll top this list. I haven't looked, but we should easily
Best
top this list.
Best tailgating city?
Yes.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Hi.
Hi. So, yesterday when we were talking about Beyonce getting snubbed.
Yeah, I got to pee.
By the CMAs. Okay, we'll make this quick.
Thank you.
When they said she got snubbed, I said, you know... She's not really a country artist, though, right?
She did like
a
country. Because what she's black. It, that's why you don't like her.
That's not what I said.
You said
she's a pop star.
It's like
a
verbatim what you
like
said.
A dog,
that is not.
It's a dog whistle.
What? Saying like, she's a pop star?
You're like, hey, she's not really a country star. I can understand why she wouldn't.
Oh,
win
give me a break.
A country
you
music
agreed
award.
With me. You agreed with me at the time.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Go back and listen. Anybody? You said
you don't
no.
Think
she's not a.
Should be a country
she's
star?
Not a country star.
He's a country star now. He turned his whole, he turned into a country singer. That's his whole thing. I'm saying that she, no one thinks of her as a country singer. No one's like, oh, you know what my favorite country singer is?
Yeah, because she's black.
You guys, obviously, you're thinking this a lot. I didn't even cross my mind, okay. So I think you guys need to do some personal inventory and figure out what the hell's going on. Hootie is a country star. He's massive. I even met him at the old building in Seattle and got to talk to him when he was a country star. And I told him, you're the best thing going in country music. I think. I don't remember exactly what we talked about. I think I played some sort of game with them. But
there was a game. Name the black country star?
No. It was like, are you smarter than Hootie? Black guy? Something like that. Right. Anyhow, name that black guy. Anyhow, what makes a country singer a country singer? And I said,
one is white,
according to you. According to you. You guys are the only ones who've said it. You're the only ones who've said it. I said, does it become a country song if you use a steel guitar? Maybe. Is that all you need? Or if you sing about trucks, beer, maybe Friday night football games, right? There's a few things. You throw those in, it's country, right?
As long as you're not black.
Oh, my God. Quit saying that. What is with you? You got race on the mind for some reason. Just don't even think about it. Remember your old thing? Don't even think about it. Just stop. So David Bowie, is he a country star? Was he a country star?
No, he's British.
Right. Oh, you can't be British and be a country star?
No. You can't be a British country star.
What are you going to sing about?
Right.
Canadians are country stars.
Yeah.
Well,
they have horses
and
stuff.
They're British, basically.
The only people are British.
They pretend to be British. They're British.
Yeah, British people, you know, when they ride a horse, they're like knights.
Yeah.
They turn into muse. Right?
I guess. I mean, look, I don't think they like country music, so it's never really come up. But, yeah, I guess I see what you're saying.
Well, there's like cowboys in Canada.
I know, but are they real cowboys? That's the question.
Well, as long as they're white, I guess.
They don't have an accent.
They can pretend to be American.
They do have accents, though. No, you ever heard a Canadian talk?
Stop it.
You can tell they're Canadian.
There can be Canadian cowboys, sure.
Okay, sure, fine. Shania Twain, whatever.
Yeah.
But David Bowie was not a country star.
No.
But, and he's been dead for like 8 years. But he just scored his first number one country hit. He has a number
one. Wait, is it on the radio?
Yes, he has the number one country song in America. That's because this other fella, Chris Young, who I assume is a country guy, I don't know. Not because he's white, but because he's on country radio.
I don't even know if he's white. Hadn't even crossed my mind.
He is white. He is white. But I was just making sure that that's, you know, not what you were going to say next.
I didn't even think about it.
I just said, I assume he's a country star. I thought you'd say, what, because he's white?
No, I just didn't know.
I think he's a country star because he's on country radio and, you know, I don't know. Chris Young, whatever. It sounds probably country star. I've never heard of him. So if he's a musician and he's a star, he must not do rock and roll, right? We've never heard of him. If you got the number one song in the country,
sure.
You're either a pop star or a country star, because otherwise we would have heard of you. Anyhow, he's got the number one song. It's called Young Love and Saturday Nights. Well, David Bowie never did a song called Young Love and Saturday Nights. Oh, but wait till you hear it.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run, and the radio never turns down.
Now, he's got the Chevrolet that doesn't run.
Pedigree.
This all sounds like country to me.
No commas in his bank account.
He's broke.
But there's a girl.
Oh, here's a girl.
At the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. He loves his Southern Rawl from North Dublin.
Oh, I love it. There you go.
Silverado, he got
it's a rebel rebel. He just did it. I mean, the beginning of the song is just the riff. That's how they start.
Really?
He starts
it the same way.
Yeah, yeah. So that, you know, they give Bowie credit. Obviously, you have to.
Do they have to pay the?
I don't know how much money. That's what I was going to ask you. How much money do you make from this? Because I think most of it goes to Bowie. But I mean, I guess
he'll make a lot too.
Yeah, and I guess more people.
But he's
going
to have to pay like a rights fee to them.
But that's an interpolation,
right? Why don't we? Why don't we take...
That riff is pretty exact.
No, it is.
Yeah, but he's changed the lyrics. But he's changed the lyrics.
Yeah, but there's a... Right, but if just because you change the lyrics, he still has to pay the publishing for that.
No.
He still gets writing credit.
You pay for...
Interpolation still gets writing credit.
Yeah. For the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Interpolation...
He's going to have to pay for that.
Those people still pay for it.
He's definitely going to pay for it.
Yeah, they still pay for that stuff. Like, it's happened quite a bit recently, but yeah. It's not a cover because he's not singing the same words, but I thought we could find some songs that are famous, classic rock songs, whatever.
That's the rage right now.
And sing over it to country lyrics. I can write a country jam with my eyes closed.
Well, you won Country Singer of the Year.
That's true. I won Best Country Singer in the City 1 year. So
are we going to do it?
I think that we should get you guys should pick some classic rock songs and let's make some money.
Sure.
Let's make some money.
That.
I don't know how good a singer I am. We might need another singer. But
you're
guys,
a character.
Number one song in the country. I listen to this thing. The lyrics are exactly what I would have written. I mean,
you could do like Boston's Don't Look Back.
Dude, Journey.
Think about Don't Be Black.
Oh my God. You're such a racist.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Well, yesterday I was trying to find at the end of the show something positive to say about
my home state. Is this the end of the show, by the way?
Getting close, yeah. Oof. I was having a tough time finding, you know, positive stuff about Missouri, but I do think that I may have found something because something came out today, and I was like, "Now, come on, this has got to be us because it's about the NFL, and it's about tailgating, and it's about the best and worst places to tailgate." Now, I know you don't go to a lot of football games,
no.
And have you ever tailgated at Arrowhead?
No.
Well, okay, maybe just going into the game.
I think
we were running late.
Well, we hung out a little bit.
You had to walk 2 miles.
I think we walked across the street. We didn't park in the parking lot.
The playoff game.
Oh, I don't remember
that.
I don't remember. Okay, yeah, we could have. I don't remember. But, you know, it's part of the... I mean, a lot of people take it very seriously. I always worry because I get diarrhea, so I have to take Imodium before I go. And it's just like eating ribs at 9 in the morning, you know? You have to really kind of get your head in the right space, and I'm just not always hungry for that stuff.
And when it's a long tailgate, if you're a person who has, like, diarrhea, chronic diarrhea, like you do...
Yes,
it's not...
It's not a good place to be.
It's not ideal. Less than ideal.
Porta-potties, and there's not enough...
Yeah, but you don't want to have diarrhea in a porta-potty.
Exactly. And then your doctor says, quit taking so much Imodium, it's killing you. And I'm like, well, which is it? You know, what do you want me to do? So, but I understand the allure. And I've certainly tailgated many times. I had season tickets to the Chiefs for... How many years did I go? Like maybe 5 years, something like that.
How long have you had chronic diarrhea?
As long as I can remember.
Yeah.
As long as I can remember. So, we don't have tickets this year. Not that we won't maybe go to a game, but we don't have season tickets anymore. But I did go to a lot of games. I did tailgate, and I know for a fact that the Chiefs are known as like the greatest tailgating city. Now, Laszlo always says that every person in every mid-sized city says something like, our city has the second biggest St. Patrick's Day parade.
Third biggest
fireworks.
Our city
is the third biggest fireworks display on 4th of July.
No, you don't.
They never say biggest.
Every city says that.
But I didn't realize this because I didn't move around a lot. Laszlo says everybody in every city says that about.
They say it. I moved around everywhere. They all say it.
But
third biggest St. Patrick's Day celebration.
But when it comes to tailgating, surely these other cities don't think they can compete with us, do they?
I'm sure, probably.
You think they say we're the best tailgating team? Oh, come on. I mean, Buffalo, they would say that, maybe.
They're, I think they do.
But it's got to be Kansas City.
Outside Michigan Stadium, everybody tailgates on a golf course.
Well, this is just NFL. Mm. So I think we'll top this list. I haven't looked, but we should easily
best
top this
tailgating
list.
City?
Yes.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
So I saw this on Fox News, and it's about the NFL. They did all this research to figure out the best and worst tailgating cities when it comes to having fun and being somewhat affordable. Because I know you haven't gone to a lot of games, but you know parking at Arrowhead's expensive. I'm not sure what it is because I've always had a parking pass. But I think if you pay out of pocket, Twitch can correct me. Is it $60 a game? $80 a game? Is it up?
I think 60 is right.
Yeah, 60 sounded right, but I know that I think they raise it almost every year. But I really don't know because we always have that. We always buy that parking pass. But they looked into how much stuff like that cost. They went even further, though. They looked into the things that people like to eat and drink the most when they tailgate. And they looked at grocery stores in the area to see what the prices are, you know, average prices for these foods. So hot dogs, hamburgers, buns, all that stuff. And they put it all together and say, okay, here's the best and worst cities if you want to tailgate in the NFL. So the average tailgate, first of all, costs for four people. That would be, you know, two people, I think you're hanging out. Once you get to four people, you're having a tailgate, right? For four people, it's $205.
Okay.
Which, okay, you got to buy the beer. I know for Snow Cone, we got to buy claws. Because sometimes you know people are going to be there like, hey, this person only likes claws.
Yeah.
This person only
special
wants Fireball.
Favorite, right.
This person only drinks liquor or whatever. This person wants mimosas. Those are really popular at football games that people think their girlfriends are drinking mimosas, I guess. But you see a lot of mimosas at, when else do you see that in a parking lot? You do. People drink orange juice and vodka. I guess because they're trying, it is breakfast time.
Mimosas, orange juice, and champagne.
Oh, champagne, I mean. Sorry, not vodka. What's wrong? That's a screwdriver I was thinking of. Maybe it is screwdrivers that I see. Either way, they're mixing juice with some sort of liquor because it's breakfast time, you know? So $205 is the average price. I figure I could make that work. For four people, I could get burgers, hot dogs, some claws for him. What's that, $18 a box, something like that? What do you pay for those? Okay. How many beers? We're going to need like 60 beers for four people.
60?
Well, for four people. If we're all,
but he's drinking
beer,
claws.
So I'm drinking beer, you're drinking beer. Let's say the third person's drinking beer. We need 60.
Me and Case. Keystones.
A case for three people? Like, even if you got a 30-pack of Stones.
That's eight beers each.
Well, I'll need a case of claws by myself.
Yeah, Snowcone likes a case of claws. Well, it's, you like a 12-pack. That's or do you like a case?
Yeah, it's a case.
Okay, they're all 12-packs.
You drink a case of White Claws?
Huh? A night.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, I drank when I was drinking
I can't
beer.
Imagine how sick I would feel. Not because of the alcohol, just because of that sweet taste.
Yeah. Oh, it'll get you. I would say I easily drank 20 beers a night. When I was drinking a lot of beer, I just put the case next to me. I didn't even put it in the fridge. You put them in the fridge?
Yeah.
Oh, I leave mine right next to the couch because I don't want to get up and go get them.
I do that towards the last five, so
yeah.
I'll bring the case
There's
down
no there. No need. I'm going to drink these things pretty fast. So, yeah.
Your mom have any?
20 of them.
Sure, why not?
You guys share them? You like watch the news together and drink some?
No.
Have a White Claw party over there?
Let me ask you this about your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You guys watch TV together every night?
No.
Where do you go when you get home?
Downstairs.
In the basement?
Mm-hmm.
And she stays upstairs?
Yeah.
Do you eat dinner together every night?
No.
Does she make dinner for you every night?
No.
What do you do for dinner?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? That's not an answer.
I'll go to the fridge and grab something. I don't know.
Well, he eats here.
Yeah,
he eats all day here.
I eat a lot of stuff here.
But you don't eat dinner when you get home?
He brings like five meals here.
I usually stay here and eat.
Yeah, he's eating when we leave. He's got another Lean Cuisine and another Hungry Man. And I mean, seriously, I've seen you bring four meals, frozen meals to work.
Sure.
In one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know and you always eat that bag of salad.
So how long do you stay here after?
Yeah, it depends. I've been staying away. He's been working on the Seattle year stuff. So
usually what time are you going?
8 or 9.
Oh, okay. I see.
I would stay. At that point, I'd pull the cotton here because that way I could start with the claws earlier.
Well, I remember. It's the same thing. I remember when I was going through a divorce, I didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
I stayed till 8 or 9.
Right. Of course.
Anything to do.
Yep. It's what's going on at home plays a huge role. Do you want to go home or is home worse? And the worst part is when home is worse, you don't want to think while you're at work, home is worse. You kind of forget. And then as it gets closer to time to leave, you're like, yay. And then you go, oh, crap, I don't want to go home. What am I thinking? So you stay at work. Mm-hmm. So I totally get that. I'm just saying if I were him, I would drink at work. So I get started.
Wondered if he went home and had a relationship with his mom.
Like, if they talk a lot?
Yeah, if they talked and drank claws and watched the news or something.
Nope. Just say hi. How are you?
Well, the stadium's the most expensive, they say, about $300 with parking and everything. The parking alone is $132 is for Levi's Stadium, the 49ers. Yeah. $132 for parking. I mean, there's too many cars in the damn parking lot at Arrowhead, so they got to figure that out somehow. Obviously, they're not charging enough that people are deciding to take the bus or... Yeah, Uber. I mean, I know people do, but the parking lot always has too many cars. Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Chargers, they play in that SoFi Stadium, $5.5 billion, I think, to build that thing. $5 something billion. And they say average parking fee is around $100 there. So the cost comes to like $257 for the tailgate. I'm surprised. I know San Francisco is expensive, but I'm surprised that the parking in San Francisco is $132 and in LA it's $100.
Sounds right to me.
You do?
It's more expensive to go to San Francisco than it is L.A.
Okay, maybe it is that much more expensive. I don't know. Cowboys play at AT&T Stadium, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Arlington. Average parking fee, $88. So they actually, they're the third most expensive in the whole ranking because for the four people, it costs you $242. Now, the least expensive, I'm thinking that's one of the things people around here brag about all the time. It costs a living.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat it, right? Oh, there's a housing bubble in other cities. Not here.
Right.
Rent is cheaper. Not saying it's cheap, but it's cheaper. You can afford to live here, those sorts of things. And I know what a great tailgating culture we have, so we should be at the top of this. Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. They don't, I mean, what? I want, oh, yeah. They live in the desert.
It feels like that's not expensive.
They got no water. It should be extremely expensive. Like, you're burning up. It's been 100 degrees
nobody
for 100
really,
days.
I bet nobody really goes to the game. Sounds fun.
I just think
girls in bikinis probably all year long.
Well,
just sounds fun.
You can get parking there for $21. Mm. $21. Is that just because they're not popular? Or how does that work? Is that it? The Atlanta Falcons, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Carolina Panthers, all three tie, basically, for second. Because they're around between $173 to $180 bucks. For the full thing. Yeah. And they also have parking at Mercedes-Benz Stadium is also $21.
How much is it?
I think it's $60 here. It was $60
here.
What
does it say? It doesn't tell you?
We didn't make the cheapest or the most expensive. We didn't top any of them. They have a picture of Arrowhead on there, and you can see everyone tailgating. It's like, oh, so that's what you use for your picture. That's our stadium. But then you're not going to tell me how great it is to tailgate there? I thought for sure when I saw this
list. Probably more expensive.
Thought for sure when I saw this list, we would be at the top of it. Affordable and fun? No. They just use a picture of our stadium because it is the best. I think, Lazo, I know you say the whole every person in every city says that their city's number one at this. I think Chiefs fans should be allowed to confidently say that they have the best tailgate in the NFL. Have I been to another NFL tailgate? No, of course not. I didn't even go to a Chiefs game until I was in my 20s. But I think with the barbecue and the culture, it's at least as good. It's like when you always say, hey, you may love your kids as much as I do, sure, but you don't love your kids more than me. I think it's possible someone might have a tailgate that rivals Arrowhead's, but they don't have a tailgate that's better than Arrowhead's. There's just no way. I know the Buffalo fans are very loyal, and they do a lot of the same things Chiefs fans do with the buses and all that, and the people who've had season tickets for a million years. There's a lot of them, just like Chiefs. But it's not better. There's no way it's better than Arrowhead. Snow Cone is a tailgating guy. Like, I mean, when I first met you, it was tailgating. He was out there tailgating. He can he had a wolf hat, a KC wolf hat.
I'm sure it's nice.
It's I think we should be allowed to say that no tailgate.
I just looked up a list and Kansas City came number one in all of them.
For what?
Just best tailgate.
It did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Best tailgate, and they put Kansas City as number one.
A bunch of them. Yep. There you go.
Boom. Boom. Okay.
Do you feel better about that?
Yeah. That's a list we should be sharing.
98.9 The Rock, your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
I gotta leave.
You're done?
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh, okay. What are you gonna do?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, well,
I don't want to leave here.
You just want to get out of here.
Yeah, I think we had a nice time today. I enjoyed our time together. It was good, but I'm good now.
I had fun talking about the debate and all that stuff.
So it was really good, but I don't want to stay anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I
want to
go home now.
I get it. It's 9/11. You want to get home, checking your kids, all that stuff, right?
Well, I hadn't even thought about that. As a matter of fact, I forgot.
Okay. I don't think you forgot.
I did forget it was 9/11.
It's been at the core of everything we've discussed today. So, I know it's been 20-some years, but it's just that it's in the air.
Were you going to do an impression?
No.
Today?
No. Snowcone yesterday said, don't forget to get an impression ready for 9/11. I said, I don't know what that means, but I would not do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
I didn't know the impression was for 9/11.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I think that's what it was for, but I don't know. I have to go find him and ask him.
All right, well, who are we talking about today?
Well, we talked about Bo. We talked about Chris Young. We talked about that mayor, Diesel.
Oh, yeah, Diesel Pew Pew.
Yeah, yeah.
Good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.